sports.
There's a holdup with the budget measure. The Senate, which passed it last week, has yet to send it on to the governor. While the Senate has 30 days to do so, there appears no hurry to move the process along. A spokesperson for Senate Democrats who control the chamber denies political games are being played with the funding, adding it's typical to review legislation before it's forwarded. But Springfield Republican Senator Larry Bomke says that's not always the case.
We do know that bills have been expedited. And in the past, they've been passed and the governor signed them the same day.
Bomke says quick action is needed to put people's minds at ease. But getting it to the governor won't be enough to do that. The Blagojevich administration says it has concerns. The emergency budget plan is flawed. There's speculation the governor could veto the measure. I'm Sean Crawford.
Time is still of the essence. That's the conclusion of two University of Illinois economists about a congressional plan to rescue the financial industry. House members killed a compromise proposal yesterday, leaving the Bush administration and congressional leaders to work out a new plan. Professor Ann Villamills says the government has to pass some kind of stabilization plan to get billions of dollars in bad mortgage debt off the books and reverse what she calls counterparty risk.
Banks are unwilling to do business with other banks, which is a typical part of their business and the ability to make the financial system work, because they don't know what is on another bank's balance sheet. So if we can get that problem cleaned up, we're going to unclog the system and get banks lending again.
Villamil and fellow U of I economist Fred Gertz discussed the financial crisis on Focus 580 this morning. Gertz concedes that a bailout would help some of the same Wall Street investors whose unwise decisions helped create the problem. But he says the more important issue is protecting the whole economic system. Area planners are refining the transportation options for an expanding area on the south end of the University of Illinois campus. A second and final open house today is outlining recommended improvements for St. Mary's Road, including traffic signals, sidewalks, roundabouts, and bike lanes, and the time frame for completing each of them. The public made many of its first preferences known for the area at a meeting in April. Transportation planner Eric Halverson says today's events runs through preliminary cost estimates for each of those and when projects will be done based on priority.
Which intersections will be congested first, which streets are heavily traveled by pedestrians and bicyclists, so we want to get safe facilities for them on those streets first before we look at maybe other streets. So there were a lot of different factors that went into the decision-making process about when we're going to do certain improvements.
Halverson says some transportation projects will be done by 2015, some between then and the year 2025, and others in the 10 years beyond that. Today's open house includes visual renderings for projects on St. Mary's Road for throughout the time frame. The open house started at 4. It runs until 6 at the new iHotel Conference Center on 1st Street. Further information on the corridor can be found online at ccrpc.org. It's 4:33.
Programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from the Thrifty Nichols American Classifieds, distributed each Thursday in over 100 towns in East Central Illinois, on the web at TNOL.com.
Now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, Jim, obviously cooler weather has arrived and it's going to stick around, just giving up a little bit as we get back towards the average high temperatures towards the end of the work week. But until then, we'll be a little bit on the cool side with morning low temperatures down into the low to middle 40s. And, well, outlying locations may actually see some overnight low temperatures dropping into the 30s. If we see any frost, it's expected to be relatively light and not cause any end of the growing season quite yet, but, we're getting close. In fact, the average high temperature as we kick off the month of October is 73 degrees, and we're only looking for high temperatures in the low 60s tomorrow, mid-60s for Thursday, and back to the low 70s for Friday. Across the region right now, there is a little bit of rain up along the Great Lakes and in through northern Indiana, but any precipitation in northern Indiana, and in fact, maybe a few sprinkles in northern Illinois, but all of that is very light and not expected to move too much further to the south. Once you get away from Lake Michigan, there is a lot of cloud cover, but there is not a lot of precipitation. In fact, Elkhart, the only location as far as the observation stations reporting precipitation, and they have drizzle right now. Partly to mostly cloudy in Champaign-Urbana with a low of 44 tonight. Northwest wind that during the evening will be at 10 to 20 miles per hour and then diminish to 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly sunny with a high of 62 tomorrow. Northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy for Wednesday night, the low around 40. Thursday, mostly sunny, the high 64. Mostly clear Thursday night, the low temperature 43. And Friday, partly to mostly sunny, the high temperature 71. 62 at Willard Airport, dew point temperature 42. The wind out of the northwest at 12 miles per hour. It's 4:35. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. At least one world leader is taking some pleasure in the turmoil on Wall Street. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said today that this week's meltdown shows the free market approach long promoted by the United States has, in his words, collapsed. Chavez may be overstating the case, but as NPR's Tom Gelton reports, the current financial crisis is causing some rethinking of the free market gospel, especially in Latin America.
In Venezuela, Hugo Chavez